Emma Nesbitt has a world title eliminator fight this week. She's just 21, hails from Ngāti Kahu in Te Rārua, and they call her Little Miss. She's fighting in atom weight, which is one of the lightest weight divisions in the professional boxing game. She has a professional record of 6 or 7, perhaps just the one loss. But she is well poised to have a shot at international glory and world titles should she get past Japan's Madoka Wada in the WBA World Title Eliminator here in Auckland. That's not going to be easy because this Japanese boxer is also a three-time Japanese national champion and, like Emma, has a record of around 6-0. Emma Nesbitt is with us. Little Miss, they call her. Hey, Emma. Tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on Wāte. Ngā mihi.
Thank you for having me.
Good, Emma. Well, I've been lucky enough to be in the ring as a ring announcer many times when Emma has been in the ring. Feisty, talented, and packs great skill and has wonderful ring craft. But this is a significant challenge for you, Emma. You must be really feeling good that after all this work you've already put in, now a big opportunity comes for you. What are you looking forward to most about the bout on Friday night, Emma?
Yeah, this is a huge fight coming up. It's the biggest fight in my career so far. Come Friday, I'm just looking forward to being able to put on a show for everyone, to prove how good that I really am, and hopefully to be able to secure that world title fight that's to come after this.
Yeah. Small in stature but big in heart, Emma Nesbitt. Your whānau have long prioritised martial arts initially, eh? So as a kid, I think it was your papa took you to many different martial arts disciplines. Just name some of them that you've been involved in when you were a youngster, Emma.
Yeah, so Dad got us into it very early on. He started us with jiu-jitsu, we did a bit of judo, wrestling, and then sort of the main focus became the Muay Thai and the kickboxing. Yeah, those are just a few of what he got us to do all at the same time.
Just wanting to build up your confidence to look after yourselves as a wahine of smaller stature. I think Emma weighs in for this bout at 46.5 kg she has to be under. So she's tiny, but she's powerful, Emma Nesbitt. But were there issues of, you know, wanting to make sure that you could feel confident in yourself and not get pushed around at school?
Yeah, well, Dad always had a love for all martial arts. He loved that everything had a story behind it. He loved, just really the whole history behind martial arts, and he decided to put us into it for confidence, for self-belief, and to have a good community and environment around us to build us up as a young woman. And then the competing came into hand a couple of years later once we were old enough to be able to compete.
Yeah. So you can handle yourself in the ring. You moved across into boxing. And I was watching the Commonwealth Games women last night, so lots of amateur contests as well. There's something about boxing that differs from team sports. It's very much a demand on the individual. And I guess we see the end of it when you step into the ring, but do you think people underestimate what goes on outside of the ring in preparation for a bout?
Yeah, I think what people don't understand is, unlike most sports where you are able to rely on teammates or others around you, as much as it takes an entire team for boxing to get you ready, but it is ultimately you in there, which brings on a whole different type of atmosphere for yourself. But at the same time, like, I couldn't do this without the people around me. But what people also don't understand is, when you are a boxer, especially at this level, you don't get to switch off from being a boxer. It's 24/7. You choose this life and you dedicate your every waking moment, even your non-waking moments, to the sport to be able to get to these levels.
So it's nutrition, it's training, it's the science of the fight game. It's picking up points. Everyone thinks it's about the big shots. But the ring craft that you need to employ to get over your opponent is all open for interpretation too, because some opponents will come out and do the first round darts, sort of sizing each other up. But some come straight out from the corner with a barrage of blows that you need to counteract. There's a lot of question marks in the fight game. How do you accommodate what might happen, and how prepared do you need to be for all scenarios?
Yeah, so I've had fights where I've had the both of those versions happen. I've had my opponents come out and they wait a bit and they're a little bit more calculated, and then I've had the odd opponent here and there where they just come out guns blazing trying to take my head off. And for me, I think just the best way to prepare for that is never to expect anything of your opponent. Just always be ready for whatever happens, and you have to be able to adapt in those split seconds, because we don't have very long in a round, especially women boxing, where it's 2 minutes. You have to be quick on your feet, you have to be quick in the mind, and you just have to be ready for whatever happens.
And I get the feeling that you are. This is a big fight for you. Your Japanese opponent comes in undefeated as well, with perhaps more experience in the ring, with a long time amateur career in the lead-up. But a win on Friday, get you one step closer to a world title and potentially making history for our people as well, Emma. What would that mean for you if you were able to get a shot at a world title and indeed I get one? I know you're not thinking too far ahead because you've got to get through this opponent Friday night, but how important is it to you to shine the light on our country and our wahine in the boxing game?
Yeah, that's always the goal, isn't it? To take our country with us and to represent and to make everyone proud. We are only a small nation. So getting through this fight on Friday, right now I'm looking at this like this is my world title fight, because without this I don't get that shot. And personally, I do believe that this fight on Friday is a harder fight necessarily than that world title shot. The world title shot is an amazing opportunity, and that's the goal and that's the dream, to be able to fight and win that. But I think I've got a really good chance at that if able to prove myself this Friday.
Well, your ring craft experience, skill, and indeed your hearty attitude will no doubt be your calling card come Friday night. And having watched you perform many times and faced adversity in some of your bouts, but come back with a lot of attitude and a bit of that little miss swagger that's part of the way you roll, it's going to be important on Friday. All the very best with the fight, Emma. And either way, of course, you can hold your head high for what you've been able to achieve in the sport, but who knows where it might take you with the win. Good luck, and kia kaha come Friday night, M&S, but ngā mihi.
Thank you so much.
Tēnā koe.